In 1980, Bobby Moore was convicted for shooting a store clerk during a Houston robbery and later sentenced to die. Moore's IQ score ranges from 50 to 70 points. A person with an average intelligence has an IQ score between 85 and 114. UT Law Professor Jordan Stryker says, in 2002, the U.S. Supreme Court set guidelines stating that anyone with an IQ score of 70 or lower and has been labeled intellectually disabled should not be executed.
For example, Texas says if you can respond rationally to external stimuli, that suggests that you don't deserve the exemption. Texas says if you can lie in your own interest, that suggests you don't have intellectual disability.
But Stryker says the ruling did not provide an outline for how states were to determine a person's intellectual abilities. Michael Rushford is the president and CEO of the Criminal Justice Legal Foundation, one of the groups supporting Texas at the U.S. Supreme Court. He says the state system got it right when it came to sentencing 57-year-old Bobby Moore to death.
Moore clearly was complicit in this case. Plenty of witnesses saw what he did, and clearly the jury understood that he knew what he was doing, which is one of the tests you have to make.
Since the High Court's 2002 ruling, the state of Texas has moved 15 intellectually disabled inmates scheduled to die off of death row. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.